was ROTC a blanket requirement for the student body back then?
My year was, the first year was voluntary, for the first 2 years. Yeah, they had dropped the requirement for the last 2 years prior to my going down there. But fall of 65 was the first year that it was optional for the freshman class.
I understand they still have a pretty big core, though?
I understand it's pretty good size still. I don't know exactly what numbers, I couldn't quote.
How did you like your stay at A&M?
I enjoyed it. I am an Aggie.
Mm-hmm.
And
what made you decide to go there?
Money.
Money.
It's the cheapest place to go to school.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well,
a Grateful Nation buys all your clothes.
Oh yeah. G.I. Bill.
No, not G.I. Bill, but if you're in the Corps, you see, you get your uniforms issued to you.
Oh, so you were in the Corps?
Yeah.
I see. When you said voluntary, I thought.
Yeah. No, it. I went in the Corps as a freshman. I thought I'd try it out, and loved it. It is a perversion of life. I grant you that it is not truly, you know, a normal existence. But there's pros and cons to it. You do pick up some pointers on dealing with men, but living in that tide of atmosphere and dealing with you know, the hates and the frustrations and the being no other word for it, shit upon 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, was ROTC at A&M a full-time live-in thing, or
you know, yes, sir. You are assigned to a company, you live with that company, and you sleep with that company.
Well, yeah.
You march to chow, you first you go to your classes on your own, and you wear a uniform to class.
Is it like this now, still?
Yeah, if you're in the Corps.
That's in Alabama, all the ROTC is sound just like another mm-hmm. discipline. You just go to drill or whatever, so many, or class so many days a week, and mm-hmm. that's it.
Yeah. Now here you
kind of gung ho.
Yeah. Yeah. You live under the company discipline in the dorm with the other man in your company.
Now, is this Army ROTC?
They have Army, Air Force, and I believe they have Marine now. Mm-hmm. Marine, Navy, whatever. At the time I was down there, Marine, Navy. You were handled as a, if you elected to be in the Corps, it was not mandatory under the Marine program. They worked it just like at another college as far as the Marines were concerned. But if you wanted to be in the Corps, you went in as a drill and ceremony student. In other words, you still wore the uniform, but you were not in, you didn't wear an Army ROTC patch or an Air Force ROTC patch. But you were still in the company if you wanted to be.
Well, how much did you go into the service right after graduation?
6 months late, but right at, you know, for all intents and purposes, yes.
How long did you stay?
2 years, 4 months, 16 days.
<That's how long.
laughs> Yeah, worked out pretty close to the same hour.
Yeah. Where were you staying? What were your responsibilities?
Okay. Upon graduating from A&M, I was commissioned into the United States Army as a second lieutenant. My branch was armor. I was reported in November of 69 to Fort Knox, Kentucky for armor officer basic training. After Fort Knox, I was assigned to Fort Hood, Texas. I was assigned to the 3rd Squadron, 1st Cavalry, B Troop, or C Troop, something like that. I stayed there I was at Knox from November to the end of February. I was at Hood from March till the end of July.